I'm Manny Pacheco, and I'm thrilled you're visiting our home we call Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to purchase and read that shares America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will offer entertainment insight in his On the Backlot report. Franck Purcell was a French conductor of popular standards. Through his work with the BBC Orchestra at the Royal Festival Hall, he celebrated movie music with a European flair. Over the next hour, we'll enjoy Hollywood's golden age with the aid of his baton. Let's begin with a couple of celebrated tunes from scores of films that won Best Picture. Marty by Patty Chayefsky was an original teleplay adapted into a small film with lofty goals. In 1955, it took home gobs of Oscars. Ernest Borgnine was also named Best Actor. Curiously, this movie caused a stir as part of the plot of Quiz Show. Four decades later, another great flick that starred John Turturro, Rob Morrow, Ralph Fiennes, and Paul Scofield. On the other hand, The Bridge on the River Kwai was an epic created by David Lean. The 1957 feature earned seven Academy Awards. Forgotten Hollywood captures the fabulous 50s. Thank you. Manny Pacheco here, and I'm taking time to enjoy some of the most honored films in Scream history by way of Frank Purcell, a noted arranger on Forgotten Hollywood. During this segment, we're examining some great award-winning celluloid. West Side Story and Midnight Cowboy were the bookends of the 1960s that collected many Oscars. The former film was based on a Broadway production noted for its choreography. The latter was the first motion picture to earn the infamous X rating. It starred Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. Forgotten Hollywood scurries through the tumultuous 60s.
Thank you.
Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Frank Purcell is standing at the podium in front of his fine symphonic orchestra and providing wonderful movie standards. This afternoon, we're traveling back in time to include one of the first to be nominated for a Best Song Oscar. It was written in 1936 by Cole Porter and introduced by Eleanor Powell in Born to Dance. Laura was composed by David Raskin for the 1944 movie starring Gene Tierney and Dana Andrews, and is heard frequently throughout the film noir classic. The lyrics were written by Johnny Mercer after it became popular. According to Mercer, he had not yet seen the feature when he wrote the words, but aware of its haunting story, he wrote them to great effect. Forgotten Hollywood returns to the studio era. Thank you. Forgotten Hollywood is engaging in a litany of fine movie scores. Our film expert is noted composer Frank Purcell. One of the most intriguing ever created was the eerie Orson Welles' The Third Man. The cast also included a fine performance by Joseph Cotten. The next selection is the opening score from Captain Carey, USA, that featured the great tune Mona Lisa. This minor entry starred Alan Ladd and Joseph Kalia. Forgotten Hollywood is featuring scary good compositions.
Thank you.
when we return, recent selections by the great Frank Purcell. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color! Come on in!
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Frank Purcell is our tour guide today, and we're happy he brought along his musical friends. La Dolce Vita was one of the great imports from Italy. It was a 1960 comedy drama written and directed by the critically acclaimed director Federico Fellini. Nominated for 4 Academy Awards, it also earned the Palme d'Or at the 1960 Cannes Film Festival. It was voted the 6th greatest film of all time by Entertainment Weekly. And Dr. Zhivago was another one of those epic productions by David Lean. Julie Christie and Omar Sharif were the stars of this all-time classic. Forgotten Hollywood travels onto the Euro continent to reminisce about days gone by.
Thank you.
Joe Lyons is pounding at the door, but before we let him in, let me provide one more wonderful score adapted by Frank Purcell from Love Story, the tender yet tragic tale that featured outstanding performances from Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw. I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. You know, they say we lose our stars in threes, and it's happened again recently. Shirley Temple, Sid Caesar, and Ralph Waite, all gone in 1 week. From Shirley, we've learned that it is possible for a child star to grow up in the entertainment industry as a perfectly normal person. Shirley brought joy to millions in the darkest days of the Great Depression. She danced with Bojangles Robinson when racial issues were unspoken taboos. She had the good sense to take her money and retire at 21, and yet as an adult, she served the community, the nation, and the world. A lot of other child stars could learn from her. Consider Danny Bonaducci, Macaulay Culkin, Miley Cyrus, and others. Like Gypsy Rose Lee, who may have had to be strong to survive and had her story told in film and stage. There was even that fictional story of a tragic childhood in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Shirley, little curly top, showed us you could work the back lot and live a happy life. Sid Caesar was a genuine TV pioneer, right up there with Jackie Gleason, Ernie Kovacs, and Milton Berle. But Caesar's legacy was in his ability to spot talent. His show back in the black and white kinescope days of the 50s was what Saturday Night Live only wishes it could be. And on a weekly basis, too. His secret was his writing team. Now, I've always thought that Jimmy Fallon had a better writing team than he deserves, but Sid Caesar had Mel Brooks, Woody Allen, even Carl Reiner, who passed his talents on down to his son Rob. Woody still comes up for Oscar consideration all these decades later. On the air, he had Imogene Coca, who was even funny in National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase years later. And remember, these people knew how to do comedy back in the day when the network standards and practices people actually had some say in what got said on the air. Clean comedy doesn't have to come easy today, and if you check the comedy clubs, you find they actually need to promote a clean comedy show as something special. Let us not forget that Sid Caesar also lives on in his classic roles in the movies, Mad Mad World and in Grease. It couldn't have been easy making your mark in a film against John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Lastly, Ralph Waite, Papa Walton, who showed us that age is not a factor for a good utility performer. In recent months, we have seen him as Celie Booth's grandfather on the TV show Bones and as Leroy Jethro Gibbs' father on NCIS.
Manny and Steve, it's always sad to see people go whom we've known as a part of our lives. The good news is that these people can live on in the films and the TV shows that brought them to us in the first place.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for this week's Backlot Report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, I should remind our audience, he's our silent partner that makes this forgotten Hollywood thing work. As we conclude with the Hal David Burt Bacharach tune from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, let me note that Frank Purcell recorded over 3,000 titles and 200 LPs. He also traveled performing concerts all over the world. He was an international star. I'm pleased we had such a distinguished interpreter. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.